Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Happy, 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 happy holidays to you. Here we are in the Mike O'Mara Show Nerve Center, bringing you another holiday classic soon to be on your shelf, ladies and gentlemen.
Put it up there with the elf on the shelf.
That's right. So it's 2 days away? How long?
There's no way to tell, Mike.
Oh, here he is, right out of the back.
Well, I mean, you open the door. And
hello there.
6 days left for Christmas shopping. 6 days left to fill the stock.
6 days
left for Christmas shopping.
Hello there, all 6 days. We're going to have another martini. More. Yeah.
Hi there.
Hi there.
The Christmas shopping days are clicking off. Only 6 days left.
Clicking off.
So you better hurry, 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 hurry.
Merry Christmas, a little special. Happy New Year. This is Michael Jackson of the Jackson Five, wishing a happy holiday to all Motown fans.
There it is.
But only if you're a Motown fan. Otherwise,
a Motown fan. I'm a little obsessed. Hey, by the way, programming note, we're not going to do the mailbag today. We're going to do it Thursday. So be away. We jump that around occasionally, but we wanted to get all the holiday messages into the mailbag for Thursday's show. So if you're a mailbag connoisseur like Oscar is, you want to make sure that you stick around for Thursday's show.
Thursday's birthdays.
We called him an MBC, a mailbag connoisseur.
Thursday birthdays. But in its place, I brought in a tape today because I am obsessed with a Christmas show that's syndicated across the nation that I've been listening to, and it's fantastic. I've talked to you about it. It's the John Tesh Intelligence for Your Life show.
Now, this is like a...
Just ducky.
This is like a DJ skimmer. This is what you've done. You've prepared just
I recorded just the... Well, you might get a little music and some of the thing that he's talking, and then I edited it with my buzzer in between.
Perfect.
Let me turn that up just a little bit. There, I edited it with my buzzer so we could hear the John Tesh show. And it's really amazing because here's what he does.
Yeah.
Here's the formula. And I listen to this and I say, where did I go wrong in my career? Why did I not take the path of least resistance and offer my listeners intelligent facts that could make their lives better and then play just a music?
Don't you think Tesh
Tesh
has lived his life in the path of least resistance?
Well, I mean, but what a success he's been. And
he
look
has
at
been.
That hair, that beautiful blonde hair that he still has.
He has aged, but aged gracefully.
Oh,
is he still with Connie? Is he still with Connie?
Connie Tesh?
Connie Selica.
I have no idea. I really haven't
followed. How do you
know
that they were together? That's awesome.
Would you check? She is also aged gracefully. Yum.
There goes my daughter going out to the pool. Have a nice little swim. I love you.
Is it the same temperature
Michael
there?
Sorry, Michael kicked you.
Oh, he kicked her?
He slept in Elizabeth's bed in the guest room last night.
Right.
And Elizabeth informed me that's the last night. Michael tends to, he both kicks and grinds his teeth. Yes. Nice to see that the stress of living in this house is already getting him a little bit. But teeth grinder. Anyway.
That's pretty normal for his age, I think.
Getting back to Tesh.
Still together, it looks like.
Yeah, it's good.
Connie Selica and
yes.
John Tesh?
Yeah.
That's just what a beautiful thing. That's really fine.
Some of it really fine.
Really fine. That's awesome. I have the Tesh clip. If we'd like to play it right now,
yeah.
Let me cue that up here, and we'll play. I'm only sharing this with our listeners because I think it's good to spotlight other shows. When how you doing?
I'm reading about John Tesh.
How you f-ing doing?
I'm fascinated and taking a bite of my breakfast sandwich. I'm so sorry. I can't believe Connie Selica was married to John Tesh.
Can you believe it?
They have a kid together.
And Connie Selica's married to John Tesh?
You weren't coming to me. You guys are doing your bit. I don't sing or play music. I'm doing research.
Is that a first?
No, I've eaten on the show before. You've gotten mad before.
It's been a while though. Normally he does it. Normally he pounds it during the show open. The
yes,
tape.
Right.
That's what he normally does, and then wipes his beard feverishly.
Nothing says pro. But anyway,
I was staying out of the way.
Yeah. How'd that work out?
That's what a skill that is. Let me reiterate that we're going to play a clip from the John Tesh.
Mike, this is a tape of John. This is John Tesh. This is a tape of John Tesh eating an egg witch.
Isn't this exciting? O'Brien. O'Brien, give me a drink. O'Brien, give me a sandwich. Give me this. O'Brien. All right. So now, without further ado, a clip from the John Tesh Show. Let's listen.
You're listening to Intelligence for Your Life with John Tesh. You know, one in every 1,000 babies is born with a tooth. So if you have a newborn, make sure the little hump doesn't bite you because it might break the skin. Intelligence for Your Life, I'm John Tesh.
So that's his show?
Yeah, that's
it's like a fast fact that he got from anywhere on the web or has a book that's been given to him.
I know he's not doing it. Yeah.
Would you like to hear another one?
I would.
Okay.
A person will die from lack of sleep sooner than they will from starvation, which usually takes a few weeks. There is no doubt that when you bump into someone who's dying, rest assured they will inevitably be very, very sleepy. Intelligence for Your Life, I'm John Tesh.
Is there any chance when you hear him do this, do you get the impression that he is hearing it for the first time himself?
Yes, I believe that a producer is probably handing him an index card. That's the impression that I would get. And then he turned it into a book, too.
Oh, he turned it into a Tesh book?
Yeah, taking credit for other scientists in his book.
Tesh books.
Very, very lovely.
You don't have any more, do you?
I do. You want to hear one?
I would.
All right, here we go.
This is Intelligence for Your Life with John Tesh. 80% of people infected with the Ebola virus will die from the disease. That is significantly more than other diseases, which from our perspective means the other diseases aren't trying hard enough.
Oh. Really? So he's almost rooting for the disease?
I don't know what I'm doing.
Was a TV show from 2014 to 2015 as well.
On what network? Do we have the network?
Where was it hiding?
Was it on the Hallmark Channel? Or
smells like me TV to me.
Oxygen or Logo?
Actually, very good, Mike. Wee TV.
You want to hear another one?
And his son. We're all on it.
That's just delightful. Do you want to hear another one?
Do you have one?
Sure.
Yeah, all right, yeah, please.
Humans have 46 chromosomes, peas have 14, and crawfish have 200. So, when you're sitting down to your Christmas dinner, eat the crawfish first and the peas second. It'll make you smarter. If you pick your own scabs and eat them, you're better off eating a crawfish, since nobody ever got more intelligent going to a scab boil.
Just a quick sidebar and review.
Yeah.
This is a review on IMDb.
All right.
I find his presence a bit uncomfortable and creepy with elective surgery and Botox treatments.
I saw the clip of his face, and he's fascinating to look at. Yeah, it's elective cosmetic surgery.
All in all, it was a tactical error for Comcast programming execs interjecting this poorly produced show onto our afternoon.
That's wonderful. John Tesh, Intelligence for that. Ready for another clip?
You have another one?
I do, yeah.
I'd love to hear it.
There are approximately 96,000 kilometers of blood vessels in the human body. If you're looking for some holiday fun, why not gather the family around the old Christmas tree and name them all? The good news is, if you have an elder...
What? Oh, this must be an outtake.
You know,
he goes live to tape.
He'll do it live.
That's the charm of the John Tesh show, is that he never goes backwards. Sometimes John Tesh will take his index card and crumple it and put it against his face.
Can we cue the other, not the outtake, cue the real one.
Real take on Silver Bells.
Again, here we go.
There are approximately 96,000 kilometers of blood vessels in the human body. And if you're looking for some holiday fun, why not gather the family around the old Christmas tree and name them all? The good news is, if you have an elderly relative with paper-thin skin, you might actually be able to see the blood vessels right through their wasted arm.
That was a much better take.
The John Tesh Intelligence for Your Life.
I wonder if I could ever see...
The Christmas version.
I would love to see Connie Selica's blood vessels. And his son, Josh Pesh.
Do you like another clip?
Tesh. Oh,
would I?
Pesh.
If you remove the...
Where did you get these outtakes, Mike?
If you remove the minerals from a bone by soaking it overnight in a 6% solution of hydrochloric acid, it will become so soft you could tie it in a knot. So, if you have some spare bones lying around, either animal or human, stop by your local hardware store, pick up some hydrochloric acid, then soak the bones overnight. In the morning, the whole family can enjoy the fun and excitement of making their very own bone pretzels.
Bone pretzels.
Bone pretzels, yeah.
Yeah, sound enjoying. Tasty.
It's, why don't we just get on with it and get on to the next gotta, clip.
Is there another one? Yeah.
The female egg cell is the largest cell in the human body. It is about 175,000 times heavier than the smallest cell, the male sperm cell. Maybe that's why Mrs. Tesh always tells me that the womb is mightier than the seed, and that self-pleasure is the devil's entryway, and that my forehead looks like the Grand Canyon, and that Mary Hart smells like dead fish. Intelligence for your life, I'm John Tesh.
Wow.
Are
I
going
don't know.
South very
why
quickly,
the dig
I'm
towards
sure.
Mary? It's yeah, messed up.
He's still in touch with her.
I have no idea why the dig was in there. I didn't think he'd put that in. He's got a very pleasant joke. It's very vanilla. That's the
it
way
is.
I would describe it. I guess we caught one of his more testy.
Yeah.
Teshy. I have another one here. Would you like to hear it?
Yes,
I would
please.
Love to hear it, please.
Let's give it another go, shall we? When you look at an object, the image of that object appears upside down in your retina. However, your brain automatically corrects for this, allowing you... Maybe, hold on. John Tesh really didn't stumble when I hear his little clip since he pre-records it. Let's play that. I got the outtake again. Let's play the real one, shall we?
Yeah, play the real one, please.
All right, here we go. When you look at an object, the image of that object appears upside down in your retina.
Retina.
However... Your brain automatically corrects for this, allowing you to perceive the object right side up. There are many things the brain does automatically, like changing the station when my syndicated radio program comes on, and drooling from the corner of my mouth when I see Joy Behar on The View. The human brain is astonishing in its capabilities, and right now, it's telling me to go big potty. I'm Don Tesh, and this is Intelligence for Your Life.
Just where are you getting the outtakes? Oh, like from God. A website?
I got it from his website. Yeah, I downloaded it from
John
his
JohnTesh.com.
Right. Would you like to hear
I love
another?
It.
We're almost done with this.
Yeah, I'd love another one if you have
play
one.
Another one if
great.
You can. Might be a good idea. Human fingers stretch and bend about 25 million times in a normal lifetime. And if you pick your nose regularly, you may even double that number. And remember, nothing says Merry Christmas more than a good old-fashioned session of heavy petting.
What?
Where that one came from. I didn't think he gave sex advice.
And, that's I mean, of... he coupled it with picking his nose. He doesn't look like a nose picker to me.
Oh, we need applause now. I hold in my hand the last
oh,
John Tesh back.
Yay!
John Tesh, Intelligence for Your Life.
I that's wonder if it'll be an outtake or a real one.
Enamel found on our teeth is the hardest substance in the human body. Tooth decay has led to 60% of adult Americans losing their upper right middle molar. However, my set of John Tesh teeth are made from an advanced space age polymer. And that is why I can eat a complete lobster dinner without taking it out of the shell. And it's also why I don't own an electric or wood saw in my cabinetry shop. That's right. I cut all the wood with my teeth and actually ingest the sawdust. Then, after I finish a project, for the next 2 to 3 days, I can actually poop out my very own laminate wood flooring.
Wow. I'm so very sorry. Start the goddamn show, Rob. I'm done with this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Too much.
Well, 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 if it isn't Mrs. Claus.
Hi there.
Where's your husband? Out doing another commercial for my brother?
Oh, come now. You know Santa isn't on your brother's payroll.
Well, then he's grossly unfair, that's what. Traipsing around in that stupid sleigh of his, stirring up cold winter breezes and causing everybody to think fondly of snowball fights and sleigh rides and ice hockey.
I assure you, it's not intentional.
Well, why doesn't he wear a bathing suit and drive a sand buggy?
But we live at the North Pole.
And he could sing the praises of heat and rain.
I'll see what I can do. In the meantime, will you do us a favor?
I don't see why I should. Nobody ever does anything for me. But what is it?
Could you let it snow just for one day in the South?
What? Snow in the South?
Just for one day.
Never!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Never knew that John Tesh would poop out his own laminate flooring. That's exciting.
It's live a category, I think.
From the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. That's what happens when you get up at 4:45. The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you're in the now. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Quip. I challenge you to find a gift that's affordable, practical, and Instagram worthy. You give up? Well, look no further than Quip. It's the electric toothbrush that looks like it was designed by Apple. Just got one of my space age George Jetson brush heads that came to me from Quip. They're beautiful.
Isn't it easy to change out? And they send you a battery too.
Yeah, super easy.
Awesome.
It's really wonderful. Doesn't have the high price. Quip is the new electric toothbrush that packs just the right amount of vibrations into an ultra slim design, a fraction of the cost of bulkier brushes. Quip comes with a mount that goes right on your mirror. That's where mine is. And it's backed by a network of over 10,000 dental professionals. Quip also offers a subscription plan that delivers new brush heads on a dentist-recommended three-month schedule for just $5, including free shipping worldwide. And just in time for the holidays, Quip is the ideal size and price for anyone on your list. You can even include automatic brush head deliveries for a year, so your gift keeps on giving. The Quip electric toothbrush also features all the things you need to get great, deliciously shiny, beautiful teeth. And it's featured in all the gift guides this year, like Forbes and Men's Health. It's really prominently featured because it's a great product. Quip makes a great gift even for yourself and starts at just $25. Right now, when you go to getquip.com/TMOS to get your first refill pack, you get it for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/TMOS, getquip.com/TMOS, and we thank them.
Love it. Love it. So great.
Thank you. Yeah, just a weird morning here. I was just, I don't know.
Apparently, JohnTesh.com is a real thing. Pony checked it out.
Oh, yeah. It's Tesh.com.
Oh, just Tesh.com.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tesh. Tesh on the zoo.
There's Teshy.
He's built an empire on old people.
Yeah,
well, we praise him. Yeah,
I don't know if it's old people. I think it's anybody that listens to those Christmas stations. I think he's probably on a bunch of those where they're playing that stuff.
He's on news stations, 24-hour news stations.
He's on
the
news stations. Really?
That's considered news?
I hate that. So that sad. Works.
Yeah,
I know.
He's
not on
the all Christmas station up here. Did I tell you about the moment that I made Robert actually show his teeth laughing about the Christmas station? I turned it on to see what they were playing, just to see what was going on. And some guy comes on and talks about how, you know, 12 days of everything. And I just looked at Robert. I said, "Who's this dickhead?" And it is so perfect to say that to a 14-year-old.
It is.
He was
it
so
is.
Into it.
Congratulations. He'll respect you for that.
He does.
But anyway. listen to me talk about respect. You know, I mean, I was out with my daughter and my wife last night. For God's sake, they gang up on me. They pick on me. All you need is Catherine down here and my mother-in-law, and it would be the whole coven that would be down here, just stirring up the soup, and and they would just be looking
upsets,
at me going, eh,
it upsets the balance.
Yes,
now, does this ever happen to you when Carrie and her sister and her late mother would get together? Everything would go great for about 2.5 days. But on the third day, they'd turn on each other. Does that ever happen?
No, Carla and Elizabeth, because Carla came in as the, you know, as the new bride of Daddy. So
yes.
Carla's had to play it carefully her whole life. So they have developed, because Carla has patience much more so than I do. She took it really slow with my daughters, and I there is really no other formula for it if I look back on it, because if you come in as the stepmother and you make the effort to come swoop in and be the boss, I don't think it's going to work. What Carla did was kind of build a slow relationship while at the same time maintaining her kind of control over the household. That, you know, she does things this way. And when they were little, you know, she, it wasn't, well, I wouldn't say she was a disciplinarian, but she was.
It's
a
Modern
you know,
Family. So
it's Modern Family all the way.
It's a different approach.
And it's also, you know, it's equally as bad to come in and try to be like a Mary Poppins mom, I think, to try to be perfect. And so if you keep it real
What's
and you
that
balance
like?
It. Well, first you have to have someone that wants to try that.
Well, I just used to get beat. That's all I do.
But, you know, I'm glad you brought up Mary Poppins because we had our traditional viewing of Sound of Music last night. We had our traditional viewing.
Now,
of it,
this troubles me.
That's
and I
what
don't,
we
I
watch.
Don't, I don't want to cause trouble here, but did I not buy you a Blu-ray of that?
Yes, and last night I have to admit that because it was on the night before and I saw it, I figured it would be just as easy to put it on the DVR and skip through the commercials. By the way, if you're watching it on ABC, I think it's on the whore channel of ABC. They turn the Sound of Music into a 4-hour event.
Yep.
4 hours.
Mm-hmm. And the commercials come more and more frequent the deeper you get into the movie.
The deeper you get in, they backload the commercials. It is despicable, but it was quite pleasant to watch it without the commercials. You know, you just fast through all of them. And, you know, and I had a margarita before we watched. Maybe more than one. Mm-hmm. And I cried. I cried watching the Sound of Music because it just... I've told this story before.
Because the Nazis lost?
No, not because the Nazis lost. Rolf, by the way. Rolf is that little... I hate the Nazis.
Oh, you know what? You
they make the Nazis
that.
So Nazi-y in that movie. They do. They make you really hate them. Not that we didn't all hate them before, but man, oh man... Do I hate Rolf?
Well, I mean, if you take
little
the
perfect Aryan Rolf,
you
know, who wants to be a Nazi.
Take the politics out of it. There's nothing worse than someone who's smarmy. So you got a smarmy Nazi? That's horrible. I'm glad
you know
we
who
kicked
else
their
is
ass.
The F stick is the butler at Captain Von Trapp's house. He rats them out. That's why when they're trying to wheel the car out and escape over the Swiss border, they get caught by Mr. Whipple.
Yeah, but you know what?
The guy that's Baroness, got the mustache.
The Baroness is a bitch on wheels, too.
Oh, the Baroness is evil. But not as evil as the butler is. The Baroness just tries to torpedo Maria and, says, well, he's in love with you and you're in love with him. You'll make a fine nun. Okay, bitch. See you later.
I think, you know what I think about the Baroness? I think she's a climber.
Well, no. No. No, she's not a climber. That would be she's not a climber.
She's trying to get that Von Trapp money.
Like you alleged yesterday about Prince Harry's wife.
That's right.
No, the Baroness has all the money in the world. She's in no need of money.
What
That's
is
the
a
whole
climber?
Point.
A climber is someone who uses others to advance themselves.
A social climber. Mm-hmm. You've met social
But not climbers. Money, right?
It's money. It's money. It's prestige. It's people that want to.
Well, she certainly wasn't marrying beneath her.
For example, you go into neighborhoods where. You might have a discrepancy of incomes, and you will get somebody who comes from a lower socioeconomic level that wants to get in with the good, Richie Riches.
Oh,
you know?
Nice. What if they don't? Really what climber, if they don't though. Want you?
I've never thought of you as a climber. You like hanging around with money, but your friendship with Dominique was not predicated on. Money was predicated on the fact that he played
football.
He's
not a climber. What he is a fan of success.
Yes.
He's an enthusiast of the successful.
I'm on the sidelines saying, you go get him.
but the Baroness has all the money that she wants. And so we watched it last night, and I flipped through the commercials, and then Carla got tired. And I said, you're the one that talks about tradition, and now you're going to bed.
Yeah.
I said, please, at least stay up for the love song between Christopher Plummer and Julie Andrews when he says, nothing comes from nothing, nothing ever could. In my youth or childhood, I did something good. That wonderful love song where they're on the gazebo out on the back 40 or wherever they are.
On their Nazi ranch.
I hate to pry.
Yeah.
But, again, which character would...
Quiet, she's singing.
Oh, excuse me.
You want to hear a love song?
Oh, it's great.
I've never seen The Sound of Music in an entire time.
I'm going to give this 60 seconds right here. Go ahead. Because I'm an old queen.
But somewhere in my wicked, miserable past, there must have been a moment of truth. For here you are, standing there, loving.
There you go. Thank you. That's all we're going to give of Julie Andrews. That's just wonderful. What a beautiful love song.
And you know, Oscar, you really should, just to be culturally relevant, you should sit through the movie once. because it is one of the greatest grossing.
I'll watch Hamilton. That's really what's hot.
Let me tell you what's great about it.
If you adjust for box office, you love success. It's one of the most successful movies ever made.
Yeah, but you know, people really don't talk about The Sound of Music that much in general conversation.
Outside of this show. Probably not in general conversation, but it is also it is also one of the highest rated movies on television every year.
Yeah.
Simply because that's why they decided to make a live version of it, because it was so scary popular.
Right.
And the fact is that in its day, Rob, you probably know better than I do. Did they not throw a ton of money? There were things done in that movie that had not been done before. Like the helicopter shots alone were massive in that movie.
But what they were smart. They got Robert Wise to direct it because he could bring anything under budget. Even a trip to the grocery store, he could bring it under budget. He was a smart director, but they did. That was a very big prestige pick. I'm trying to think. Was it Warner's? I can't remember.
I have no idea.
I feel
the
same way about MASH that I do about The Sound of Music. MASH... Not
MASH the TV show or MASH the movie?
Both. But the TV show haunted me. It was time for bed, Oscar.
7:30 on channel 5.
So depressing.
I watched,
go to bed.
I watched MASH in its original incarnation, but I was not a big MASH watcher after it was over. And it also was a show that stayed on 3 years, at least 3 years too long.
Maybe five.
Maybe 5 years too long.
Yeah. It has not aged well. It hasn't aged well. The writing was really, really something in its day.
My old friend, the late McLean Stevenson, who Don and I had the pleasure of partying with and hanging out with when he left that show, that was a drag. That was a drag. I mean, it was like that was kind of the end. And they, you know, Harry Morgan had his moments, and I did a great impression of him. But the fact is, That show, you know, oh my God, it just went on and on and on and on. All those TV shows, back in the day, we had three networks.
You had to watch it.
If you had a smash hit, sometimes they would overstay their welcome, and they would also put crappy spinoffs out, and that's because there were only three networks. Now it's a totally different rule.
Well, the patient zero for that scenario is Happy Days. Happy Days stayed on five seasons too long and gave us many spinoffs as well, including the regrettable Joni Loves Chachi.
Joni loves Trump supporters. Fantastic.
You know, that has tainted his catalog of work.
Charles in Charge?
Yes.
Man, oh man. I mean, you're mad. I still remember that. Hey, he won the election, so what do I know?
He picked the winner.
That's right.
When you gotta pull Chachi out of your ass to go to your convention.
Yeah, ask Willie Ames about that.
Well, he tested well, Mike.
Very difficult.
He was tanned, maybe a Latino. Italian.
Maybe
who
Italian.
Knows?
Don't know.
Who knows?
Had a kerchief tied around his leg.
What is that, a gang? What ethnicity is Scott Baio?
He's Mike.
Is he Italian?
He's bankable, Mike.
He's from India.
Let me look. I think he might be Italian.
Shut up.
But yeah, he chose wisely to support Trump. That was a winner. The bad choice was the movie Zapped.
Oh, yeah, he chose wisely. That's why he did it. It was a calculated move on his part.
He's brilliant, although I will give him credit, and this is probably just because of his allegiance to or his affiliation with Ron Howard. He did play Bob Loblaw on the show Arrested Development. The author, he was a lawyer, and he was the author of the Bob Loblaw Law Blog.
Wow. Okay. But, man, you watch a tremendous amount of television.
Well, no, Arrested Development.
More than anybody I know.
Arrested Development, it's like they tried to destroy that show when they changed its time slot all the time. But the cast was so great. He was a lawyer, and Henry Winkler was a lawyer on that show as well. He was also very
What was
good.
Henry Winkler's name?
Barry Zuckerberg. Show.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was. No. And he had
it really Barry Zuckerberg?
I do believe so. And he had this great reveal. I think it was in season two when they thought they had found secret photos of Saddam Hussein's lair, but it turned out they were just some guy's balls in a bathtub. And Winkler says, "No, I've seen it before. That's just balls." Wow.
Well, that's a you know what? That's
Zucker
a
Zuckerkorn.
Nice...
Zuckerkorn. I'm sorry, not Zuckerberg. Zuckerkorn.
Zuckerberg is like a producer.
Yes, yeah.
Or something
also
like
the founder
that.
Of Facebook.
Yeah. So.
Well, anyway, it was a nice little tradition. Carla went to bed. Elizabeth and I wrapped it up, and then we watched another wonderful holiday movie. I actually went to bed because I recorded it. We didn't finish it the night before. Elizabeth finished watching it last night.
What was it?
Destined to be The Deer Hunter. A holiday
classic.
Oh,
my God. Really?
Yeah.
Mow.
Anyway, it was, special. Very, very special.
That movie I've watched once and only once. There are not many movies that are just hard to watch. It's a great
it's
movie, but
yeah.
It's really tough to watch.
Young baby Robert De Niro, baby Christopher Walken in that particular movie.
I'm smart.
Baby Meryl Streep. I think Meryl Streep's
a kid in it.
Very, very first film. I think that was,
Speaking of older actors, did you guys see the piece on NBC that showed Dustin Hoffman's accusers on there?
No, I did not. I know
that's
he's been
a story
accused
that's not
of
going
groping.
Away. Yeah.
Oh, these ladies, they are a chirping. Let me tell you. They are telling their stories.
You know what I did watch the other night? And you wonder whether it's an ad lib scene. I watched Kramer versus Kramer with Dustin Hoffman and Meryl Streep, and there's a scene in there where he's in the kitchen with the next door neighbor who's been very supportive when he goes through his divorce, and he puts his arm around her, and then he gives a little pat on the butt. And I was looking at that going, well, that's interesting that was included in that movie. So what's the deal with the accusers of Dustin
First,
Hoffman?
I want a massaging alarm for saying they're chirping.
Well, okay. Well, I mean, that's fine. I mean,
I probably shouldn't say that about women that are talking about their accusers. Yeah.
I thought you were just keeping it real.
Rob! The joke doesn't work unless you hit the alarm.
Okay.
Not women that are talking about their accusers, women that are talking about their abusers.
Yes.
That's what it was.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. So they have this panel of women, and you probably would have recognized them more than I would, gentlemen, especially one of them who was in Death of a Salesman. I've never seen that movie or the play.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's not like every time they do the play, it's the same woman.
No. But is there a movie? Because it looked like it was on.
There may have been. I know there have been movies of Death of a Salesman.
Somebody look it up outside
sure.
of me, please. Okay. Everybody's got computers right. in front of them, for God's sakes. All right,
so. You settle down. Can I get you a sandwich?
I'll tell the story.
Okay.
All right. So these three women are out there, and one accuses him of, and the proclivity is younger women, right?
Okay.
And then, except for the tale, and they bookend her with one of his co-stars from Death of a Salesman. And the first two were 16 and 17, and he wanted foot rubs, foot massages to get naked.
I was wondering, could you not come over here and rub my foot?
Oh,
and,
my God.
And then
absolutely need absolutely need. Absolutely. I have to watch Wapner with a naked foot rub.
Not cool. The number.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Hot lotion, burned foot.
Sexual harassment lawsuit. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Me too. Oh, no.
And the third.
What a God. Pervs are just pervs, man.
And the third was
God.
His co-star, one of the a beautiful lady, where she said that he would, when they would do the show, maybe during one of the takes in the backstage, he would briefly put his hand up her skirt, and then at one point did something completely. Everything was appropriate. Just got worse and worse, right?
All right. So as far as the female, it was probably Kate Reed. There was a made-for-TV version of Death of a Salesman, looks like in 1985, maybe?
Okay.
So probably Kate Reed. I don't recognize her.
Well, either way, not cool, and really another bummer where you sit here, you're like, these perverts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's, and I don't think we are going to see it stop anytime soon. I think that it depends on, and they seem to go, you'll get a few of them at a time where maybe women see something and they get motivated to come forward. And it's just, I think that we have seen the cultural change, but I think it's far from over.
But even if it stops now, even if it were to stop dead in its tracks now, there's 70 years leading up to it. And I mean, the entire entertainment industry has been doing this for so long. Many will continue to come out, even if it stops now.
It's truly amazing.
They called him abusive and a bully.
Really?
So, yeah, I mean, it's using, once again, the theme
power.
With all this stuff is that this perviness is because they are such big stars,
yep.
and they think they can get away with it.
Bulletproof.
They think that they can do that. And amazing. But he's been a little more under the radar than some of the other guys, hasn't he?
Yeah,
just
but you know what?
You haven't?
His has not gone away. He's been a lot of times like fourth mentioned in a newscast. Is that and another accusation for Dustin Hoffman?
Yeah.
But for some reason, they're not pursuing it.
It's Catherine Rosetta, Corey Thomas, and Anna Graham Hunter. One of the girls was one of his daughter's friends. That was, I guess, they were both at dinner, and the three of them were at dinner, and he somehow The friend's mom was supposed to pick her up at the restaurant. Mm-hmm. He said, no, call your mom. It's the day before cell phones were around. Call your mom. Mm-hmm. Tell her she has to pick you up at the hotel. And he's still Dustin. This is Apex Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah.
Hoffman.
So they get back to the hotel. He goes in the bathroom. He gets completely naked, comes out naked. And she's like, I've never seen a naked man before. I can't believe this guy's naked. And then
she's a teenager?
She's a teenager. She's 17. And
so this is pretty fresh stuff right now, right?
Well, I mean, right at... They just talked about it yesterday. I read an article about it, I want to say a week ago, with some detail. This is the first time you get to see these accusers out there.
Right.
What I guess I'm blown away by is, man, we put some of these, like we do athletes and like we do superstars of any caliber, on a pedestal.
We're the culture of celebrity. We put these people on the pedestal because that's what we value. We don't value physicists. No. We don't value scientists that cure diseases. We don't even value our teachers. We value people that are on the magic box, the big screen, and the playing field. That's who we give a rat's ass about. And quite often, these are flawed human beings. Not that there aren't flawed scientists as well, but the fact is we put these people, and because it's such a part of our culture, that it's a personal blow when you find out that the person we put on the pedestal is a pervmeister.
Yeah. It's our royalty. Sucks. It's the royalty
and
of this country.
And the degree of it, some may say, well, he just asked for a foot massage. No, that's not what... the way that these women are talking about this, even the daughter's friend, right?
Right.
She said that like she felt like she was she hadn't even like kissed a boy yet, and
wow,
unbelievable! And how much does that screw somebody?
Yeah, she rubbed
up?
His
really?
Feet, and then her mom Bastard. Finally came, and then he left. But so nothing. I mean, there wasn't any attack of sorts, but psychologically,
he's still inappropriate, right?
Yeah, it sucks.
That sucks.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, and you know, and now I'm thinking about what if he did some of that when he was making Tootsie? I mean, that's just I'm sorry. We have to break.
Mike!
We have to break. I'm sorry.
Gina Davis goes to the director. Okay, this ugly woman
stop
keeps hitting on me.
Stop it. Stop it. That was mine. Thank you. We'll take a break. Come back more with Michael Merritt.
Do you like the Michael Merritt bonus show? I've been a big fan of the regular show ever since it was on Terrestrial. But I think the bonus show is the group's undisputed masterpiece. It's an epic meditation on intangibility. At the same time, it deepens and enriches the meaning of the regular show. Listen to the brilliant ensemble playing of O'Mara, Spiewak, and Santana. The show is extremely uplifting. It's as positive and affirmative as anything I've heard in a podcast. The TMOS bonus show. Don't just stare at it. Buy it.
There you go. We agree. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Honey. If you want to save money while doing your holiday shopping online, you should join Honey. True story, I used Honey before they came on as an advertiser. It was easy. It saved me money. Let it work for you. Honey is a free browser extension. You ever heard of one of those? It's a browser extension. That means you can put it on Chrome, Firefox, and Safari, and it'll save you time and money while you're shopping online at tens of thousands of stores. While you shop, Honey instantly finds every working coupon code on the internet. Then at checkout, Honey will automatically apply the best code to your cart. Time magazine calls it basically free money. Honey even makes Amazon shopping better. Honey will show you if they can get the same item for less from a different Amazon seller, even factoring in Amazon Prime shipping and more. And Honey tracks purchases so you know the best time to buy. Black Friday and Cyber Monday may be over, but you can still save money this Christmas with Honey. Honey has already saved over hundreds of millions of dollars for over 6 million members. It's wonderful. It's completely free to join, and it only takes two clicks to start saving money. Join Honey today for free at joinhoney.com/TMOS. That's joinhoney.com/TMOS, and we are very, very happy to have them as an advertiser. All I want for Christmas is an MRI, an MRI, an MRI. All I I went to the bone doctor yesterday again. Yeah, what a delightful day it was. Super, everything going okay?
We're good. We have a guest of some sort. Either he's going to kill Pony or chop him in half, but we'll let that happen.
Give me the play-by-play. Sometimes I like to be in that studio.
A tall,
going on.
Lanky Pony is awkwardly walking out, and I don't know if this is a listener, because it certainly isn't a guest that we're expecting.
No,
right?
No. I think if you were
guys get a little creeped out,
a contractor.
On the creeped out factor, where are you guys on a scale of 1 to 10?
As far as 10, this is a 7, a high 7, because now a jar of marmalade or jelly or brains is coming our way.
It's not brains, I don't think.
Okay, now if you don't mind, Pony,
we have a special guest here, Dave Smolar.
Dave Smolar.
Yeah, well, we're taping a show, Pony.
Yeah,
we're taping a show right now.
No one's coming in right now. We're doing the show.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Sorry about that.
This is how we work this out.
There we go.
Come sit
There's
down.
A pro.
Let me
There's
teach
another
you.
One of my
Let
pros.
Me teach you. Go sit down. Put the headphones on. We're going to talk to you about how to handle this. Now,
God,
Dave Smolar is a listener of the program?
Yes, he is.
Okay, and he just showed up. No call, no show. I mean, no call, show up.
No call, show up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we usually want to embrace these people and hug them and treat them like punnies and love them. You're going to do that now because we're in the middle of a program.
Right.
He can cool his heels in the lobby and then we can say hello and thank you for the jelly you brought over or the beer. I'm not sure.
Pipe bomb.
Pipe bomb. But that's how that works. Mm-hmm. All right?
Yes.
Okay. So can you handle that or do you want me to handle that?
I can handle
that. Yes. Woo!
Did you
Way to go, Pony.
Did you think it was like Bob Hope?
Yeah.
That he just has, like, he can walk in.
I mean, Pony walks in the middle of taping. Pony goes outside, comes back in and says, duh, we have a special guest. No, we don't, you dumbass.
We got to get a security guard. Lock
What's going on? I mean, are we that far? I know we're 8 years removed from having a special at the door that unlocked, but maybe we should.
I know you guys are talking, but I got a really special announcement.
If it was Tony Perkins, that's fine.
Yeah.
Right.
I know you had a whole show planned. Let me stop it right now for some sausage.
Anyway, that's it.
Mike, you should have seen the play-by-play because we have a field of view. We can actually see Pony doing this, right?
Yeah, right.
Instead of going,
You remember when we trained Rob on that back back the post-surgery visit?
Yes.
That I had from Merle Rogers, I believe it
was. I know we've told listeners. We said show up after the show. Mike hates you.
And also, you know what?
No, I don't. Now stop that.
No,
shut up.
See, you've bent
now
his words.
Now he's conjuring.
The
Mike
policy
hates
is
you.
This: is first
you see
off,
the way he tried to slide that in because he hates me.
Yes. Yeah,
and he
stop.
Wants to.
He secretly
wants
sure
to torpedo
you.
Me.
I'm
no,
sure.
No. The policy is this: first off, don't drop in. We have a don't drop in.
Well,
no,
hold on a second. Wait. Irrelevant discussion.
Yes.
You don't need to be an a-hole and a big swinging D on the show right now. These are just policies.
That's what I'm
this
saying.
No. Hold on. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We control this. Do you understand?
Oh, I do.
You don't have to say that. That goes without saying. This is
our
job.
Maybe not.
Well, now with him, with your brother.
Your
brother who's back in his computer screen.
He might be a cousin.
I'm texting Pony. You really effed up.
Great, thanks.
It's just a
what
simple
did you think?
Policy.
You asked what it was. You asked what was going on when I came back in here.
Okay. I know that life is ones and zeros for you, but I want you
I'm thinking more zeros.
I want you to think about your artificial intelligence, all right? I want you to machine learn some manners that you put together. Hey, the guys are clearly doing a show that I was just a part of. They're not going to want anybody just dropping in. That's a policy in the past. We've always talked about that on the air. People come in after the show, not during the show,
yes,
unless we have them planned in during the program.
Well, so no, I mean, anyone that's going to, anyone of any,
any stature,
listeners,
celebrity,
anybody at all,
right.
We have a, you know, you kind of book a slot to come in, and sometimes that can happen, and sometimes it can't. But it's just not, you know, I mean, it's not like, you know, a sitting on the porch. Howdy, howdy.
So technically you did answer the question I asked you, but you would have said, hey, we had Dave Smolar drop in. He's just dropped some gifts off. He's going to hang out till after the show.
Is he going to hang out till after the show?
Yeah, I sent him down to Starbucks.
Okay, good.
He's going to chain himself to the barista.
Was he like, hey, I didn't mean to stop by? What was his demeanor?
He said he sent an email, which clearly I wouldn't have gotten because it's on, you know, at the top of a list of 500 emails. And that was just about it. He brought some
gifts.
Who did
he send the
really
email
awkward.
To?
They sent it to me.
Oh. Isn't there... Aren't you the gatekeeper, Rob?
Well, yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he didn't come to the gate.
So the question is, he didn't get confirmation, but
Correct.
He still came.
Absolutely.
That's an eager beaver.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mr.
That is an eager beaver.
Mr. Helper.
You know where my disadvantage is here, that I'm not seeing what's going on in back of the screen. So that's a little. I vote for 2018, more cameras. More cameras. For me.
It's hard.
I get one shot.
It's hard for us to see because we are going through two pieces of glass.
And there's some boxes and there's some reflection.
And there's a reflection from the sun, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All we saw was some sort of exchange and then. Pony come back and say, Dave Smolar's here. Were you going to invite him in? Did you think that was going to happen?
No. What I was thinking was I would tell you guys what was going on because you asked me. And then if you guys wanted to bring him in, that would happen.
Remember.
But you know, when you came in, you said, we have a special guest.
Yes, like you're introducing somebody.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got excited.
As soon as you
said
that, I really thought, well, that's so-and-so from so-and-so. Yes. I thought that's what that was.
Going forward, I'll say some guy has showed up. Some guy just walked in.
Some guy has showed up.
And we should have a code word, right?
Okay.
A code word.
A safe word.
A safe word. Whether you want him here or not.
A safe word.
Something.
No, we are not. Let me explain something.
Sugar glider.
I think our accessibility is unrivaled.
I agree. In broadcast
and also podcast. Door. I think it might not be a bad idea. Mm-hmm.
Well, the UPS guy can come in. I like waving at him, and then he drops off all the packages.
Well, that's a bit. That's
yeah,
a bit.
That's fine,
it's like
right?
I wave at people, but that's you know. I mean, I think sometimes it's you know what it is, Oscar, for you and for me.
Yes,
it's the valuation of what we do.
Yeah,
and it's the you know it'll
we're
never
not
change.
The Berenstain Bears in the treehouse hanging out. Just hopefully
change.
That you know people will actually
it'll
watch us or read us.
Yeah, it'll never.
We're
the
doing
insecurity
a national
level,
show.
The insecurity level is so off the charts among certain of our cast members that it'll never change. It'll never. You know, somebody's like, "Oh, how you doing? You brought some jelly? Okay, stop everything." Duh! That's it. Anyway, but that's the way it goes.
Pony, during this time of year, you receive gifts. It should never feel awkward. It should feel like you deserve them.
Oh.
People should
show me on the diagram. Show me on the diagram. We got to take a break. I was going to tell you about my failing health. There's so much going on in our world. It's the Christmas pageant tonight for four-year-olds.
Hey!
And I have sired a superstar. No, I haven't. But he is going to be the little drummer boy. That's it. I have nothing to talk about now. We'll take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm Maddie, and this is my internship. I experience it twice a week at the Mike O'Mara Show. Webster's Dictionary defines intern as the position of a student or trainee who works in an organization, sometimes without pay, in order to gain work experience or satisfy requirements for a qualification. Here at the Mike O'Mara Show, we seem to have created our own definition. For some, interning could mean 6 days vacation in NOLA, all out of Oscar's pocket. Maybe it means starting an intern war on air. Some may mind the TMOS fan page just to stay relevant. For others, building a network really just consists of playing Overwatch. Or interning could mean minding your own business and enjoying the drama from the sidelines, before airing it all out in a promo. If you define intern in similar ways, then TMOS is the place for you. Apply for a TMOS internship today so you too can create your own definition of fun. And literally anyone is qualified.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara. That's a Maddie promo, right?
Maddie.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Maddie promos are like three billboards outside of Ebbing, Missouri. They end.
They just end, yes.
They end. They just stop. So mm-hmm. That's you know. But anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. All of a sudden it's going and listen up. Right now is a great time to buy a house or refinancing. We love our friends and want to say happy holidays to all of our good friends mm-hmm. at Cornerstone First Financial. They are wonderful at getting you through the finance process easy and quickly. Listen up. The Fed met last week. Rates are going to come up. You got to lock in your rate. You got to do it soon. Cornerstone First Financial can make it happen, but you have to act now, right now. Days actually matter. Whether buying or refinancing, Cornerstone First Financial understands that it's your money on the line, and they will take care of you. Trust us, they're our neighbors. They helped Big O. They helped you, yes. And they've helped our listeners. They love you like we love you. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. Now, listen, maybe I overstated it. They might not really love you, but they love your business. How's that?
They love Oscar.
Yes, they love Oscar. Mm-hmm. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call them 202-625-1221. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and right down here in my home state of Florida. Merry Christmas from everyone at Cornerstone First Financial, and we thank you.
You glossed it as we went into break. I want to say this with most sincerity, Mike.
Yes.
Congratulations on siring a superstar.
Siring a superstar, baby. Tonight is the Christmas pageant.
Yes.
And we go down to the preschool slash church, the Presbyterian church.
Will this be in the sanctuary?
This will be in the big, like, they got a big, big, like, church with a church organ and
nice,
a big,
organ.
Huge altar and stuff. I've never been to a Presbyterian service. I've looked at them online, and they're a little too thumpy, as I like to call them.
What do you mean, thumpy?
Thumpy, Bible thumpy.
Oh, I see. All right.
It's too much God.
Yeah.
I'm very particular on how much of the Lord I let into my Bible.
What's your mix? 60-40?
What's that?
What's your mix? Your best mix, 70-30?
I don't know. The one I had was great, but that one's got, maybe I'll talk about that one someday, but that's got its problems,
think
too.
Think of your fellow man. Offer a helping hand. Let a little love in your heart.
We're in between now.
You're between churches?
We're in between churches.
What about a transcendental Unitarian?
I don't know. The Unitarians don't have any God in there. They don't mention God, and I don't like that. I like to think that there's a man up in the sky. Hey, I watched Sound of Music. Look at that wedding she had. Wasn't that special?
That was terrific. How about Methodism?
But it also, there's one clip in The Sound of Music where Maria is getting married to Captain Von Trapp, and you see the nuns are like in a cage.
Yeah.
The nuns are in a cage. If that's not organized religion right there, it's like, what a beautiful service.
That's
rough. The nuns not only can't get married, we've put them in a cage outside of where the other people are.
And do you get the impression on repeated viewings that Maria really should have been wearing white?
Yeah. I think
you don't think they boned after they did that dance on the terrace?
No, I don't think so, Rob. I like to think that she was pure.
Give her a healthy Von Trapping.
Thank you. No, I don't think so. Not at all. I think everything was A-okay.
Okay. Well, that's good. But I'm sure the wedding night was something.
Okay. Maybe it was. I guess so. I've never thought about that. You know, I've recently viewed it, and you're soiling it. You're soiling it right now.
He had what? Seven kids?
He had seven kids.
He'd like to go to town.
You don't know. You never know how the mother died. We don't ever hear that.
She wouldn't eat the mushrooms.
Okay, that's. Oh God, I don't know what he's talking about. It's. But anyway, it's tonight, the Christmas pageant. My son is the little drummer boy, and I'm very, very excited to go there. And it should be very, very special. It should be a very special evening for the whole
family.
So most
of the kids will be playing animals, probably. That's where most of the cast is, I guess.
They're angels. There are some that are animals. I think you get Mary Joseph and the baby Jesus is a little dolly, and they do that. And it's what I love is watching the teachers wrangle the little bitties.
Mm-hmm.
And now that my son is not quite the little bitty he was, it's spectacular to watch the real little ones, like the three-year-olds, come in. And my son's in between. He's a soon-to-be five-year-old. He'll be a five-year-old in July. So he's going to, we're probably going to redshirt him. He's going to go to kindergarten
as a
five-year-old, as a five-year-old for half the year. So half of kindergarten he will be five. The other half he will be six.
I think that's smart, actually.
I think.
Now, what responsibilities fall to him as the little drummer boy? Does he have any lines?
I have no idea. I have not even... I know that he knows the lyrics to Little Drummer Boy, and as much as a four-year-old can learn lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's terrific. What I always worry about, because they've got these steps that go up to this altar, I always worry about one of the kids taking a tumble. And you can see some of the teachers.
More than one.
You can see some of the teachers who have the ADD, that are just kind of like, it's like, excuse me, little Johnny's right at the desk. Little Johnny, grab the kid. Grab the kid.
Grab the kid, Mrs. Cerrito.
Do you think it's ADD or they're just dumb?
I was very proud yesterday because I took my daughter, my older daughter, to school to pick up the little guys.
Mm-hmm.
It was really kind of, here I am. Yes, here's my 20-year-old. Here's my 4-year-old. It made me feel like, like one of those Polynesian kings or something like that.
Wow.
I felt very virile. I felt very
Were you
very
shirtless?
Virile. No, I was not shirtless, thank you.
Because that's how Polynesian kings go around.
I'll be shirtless when I get my, the needle for the back that I'm getting.
Yeah, we seldom talk on the phone in the afternoon. We spoke yesterday about some show stuff. You sounded down. You were disappointed with that meeting, I think.
Well, I know what I have to do, and you kind of, it is what it is, and that's it. And when you have a back, you, when you, you know, I've been x-rayed and MRI'd enough to know that it's a pain in the ass. It's not fun. And right. I was hoping that maybe he could use a 2015 one to, you know, do what he had to do, but no, he has to get a, they're always about getting the fresh pictures to see what's happening. And, you know, the one thing they say to you, and I wish they wouldn't, they say, by the way, you're claustrophobic? And I'm like, no, but now that you mention it, maybe I will be. You know, and that's the thing. They mention that, and then that makes me start thinking about it. So I just close my eyes when I go into the little tube to shoot my my lower, lumbar spine, ladies and gentlemen.
I've seen the MRI happen on TV, and I know you go into that tiny tube, and it's really rackety and loud. How long does it take?
All thanks to my family's genetic code, by the way. The Irish relatives that I had, whose cartilage is the consistency of fresh yogurt. That's what it is. That's basically my cartilage. It's gone. It's all gone. There's nothing between bones in my body anymore. It's just this dust that causes the bones to rub on each other. Yes, for Irish dust. Irish green, Irish fairy dust between my bones, which means there's no cartilage, so that means it's bone-on-bone pain. Yes, what a fun thing. Hey, I noticed you have two brand new hips, so now that that's done, we're going to screw your back up. Merry Christmas, fat ass. Yes, sirree. Thank you.
How long do you spend in the rackety tube for the MRI?
Don't know. Probably not that long.
Really. I wouldn't think so.
It's only a certain area of the spine, and they don't put you probably all the way in, too. It's not like getting a brain scan or something like that. So it is what it is. And then I'll go see him next week, 2 days after Christmas, and then hopefully after that get the shoddy in the spot and then be back out on the links. Setting records, kicking ass, and taking names, baby.
Yeah, baby.
I am down, Rob. I'm very down. I'm as down as I can effing be.
You were fooling me for a while.
I was like, this is not down Mike.
No. Yesterday on the phone was down Mike. You were faking it good today, though.
When did you call me yesterday?
It was 3:30-ish, maybe between 3:30 and 4. Yeah.
Well, you go in there, you go into these places, and the name, the place is a pain place and a spinal place. So you are there's no one in that waiting room that is a happy camper.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
It's why they have signs that say basically don't F with the nurses, because people come in there that are so, rah, rah, life of pain, life of pain. And you go in there, and what I cannot abide is when I go in there, I do not try to be overly friendly or overly happy and peppy, but nor do I come in there like so many of these people that come in and do the, okay, look, everybody in that waiting room is dealing with the same crap you're dealing with, sir. You don't need to grunt.
That's what
and
Mac
sigh
would do.
And act.
If Mac had a bad back.
Mac would go in, Mac would go in there and be like, I'm a baby. I'm a baby.
So the pumpkin bread is ready.
I do my usual line when the nurse calls me back there, and I do my usual line that always makes them laugh in this particular office.
What?
They look at me and go, and how you doing today? I said, peachy. And when I do that, they laugh and they don't follow up because they don't care.
Right.
And then that's it. And then you go in and you get it. And then the doctor comes in. How would I explain this? This is very difficult without using the camera. How would I do this in an audio way? I'll just do, this is the greeting I get. Okay.
All right.
This is the door bursts open and he comes in, trailed by whatever assistance he has, because they all have that.
Right,
now.
Right.
They have the people that do all the
take
thinking.
Take the notes.
You know, and they walk in and say, hi, this is Dr. Brown. This is my assistant. So what's up? You know, like that. And it's like, you know, you've been waiting for 4 hours and you're sitting there, what's up? Yeah, well, here's what it is. And then they pay attention to you. And then you realize, we need some updated pictures. We'll see you in a week. Boom. And then he's out of there. You know, then it's just like, you know, see you later, doctor. Thank you for your 2 minutes. I appreciate that, and it's on onward and upward. But you have to. I have an is-what-it-is mentality about this more than I have about anything. I am not in a situation where I'm unable to do my program. I'm not in a situation where I'm not able to enjoy a dinner with my child or going to a Christmas pageant. I am not in that situation. What I am in a situation with is when I get up off of the commode after twisting that certain way to get the job done, there is a nerve connection that kind of makes me go... That's what are your days like then?
Damn.
Daniel.
The days are when you do that procedure, and because I'm eating vegan now, that procedure can happen 3 times a day.
Oh.
Yeah. That's right. you go through a bit of time where you got to walk it out. In fact, they asked me yesterday, said, does walking aggravate? I said, walking helps it. Actually, the more I walk, the better I feel. So that's good. That I got that going for me. That's a good thing.
I think I know. I do think I know why the doctor was in such a hurry yesterday to get out of the room with you. He was probably looking for a fruitcake. What you baking? Fruitcake. You asked if we could go earlier today.
Yeah, okay. We have our letter for our fruitcake.
Seamless transition. Seamless. Right.
Yeah, it's called a segue. Okay.
I'm ready. Here's our letter of the day. Ooh.
Who?
O-O-O-O-O-O. Ooh. Right? That would be, that many oohs would be. Ooh. I would love to get a fruitcake so I can give it to my 83-year-old Aunt Mary. I had an Aunt Mary.
Aww.
Oh. She cooks pasta and meatballs for 12 of us every Sunday, and she loves friggin' fruitcake. Oh, I hope we get a winner. I love an 83-year-old that cooks pasta and meatballs.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Always wanted to be Italian. I would be honored to give her one of Rob's fantabulous, desire-filled creations. Merry Christmas from your paizan, Paulie from Brooklyn.
Paulie!
Paulie! What that corn in there? It's hoof? It's hoof.
Yeah, it's
hoof. Paw.
Yeah, we'll
it's
bring it back, paw. Okay? Bring the knife back, okay?
Aren't you dead yet?
All right, let's call Paulie from Brooklyn. See, yo, Paulie!
Hey, he's your paizan.
Hey, Paulie! All right, Paulie calling Brooklyn, New York now, ladies and gentlemen. See if we've got Paulie.
I hope so.
Aunt Mary, that's great. Hey, Mary.
Fruitcake, Mary.
Pretty good.
Very, very
good.
Excited.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Don't let us down, Paulie.
A lot of people have, Rob. I don't think we've explained the rules clearly enough. We hit it home.
Maybe Paulie's just a little thick-headed.
Oh, now, stop. This is Paulie from Brooklyn, and I just want to thank the Mike O'Mara Show, especially my boy Rob, for the fabulous fruitcake that I am about to receive from my dear Aunt Mary. I love you friggin' guys to death. Mike, Oscar, Rob, Pony, forget about it.
Own
the tally. Many, many thanks, and give me my friggin' fruitcake.
Yeah, Paulie!
Is there a machine?
Message.
Go ahead.
Oh, good.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Paulie!
Yay, Paulie!
Way to go, Paulie. That's a great message. By the way, that's the rule. If you're not home and you want to leave it on a message, you get the fruitcake. And Paulie gave us a beautiful message for the Mike O'Mara Show. Yes, Paulie, your lovely Aunt Mary, 83 years young, she is going to receive a Rob Spiewak friggin' fruitcake.
Yeah,
I hope you enjoy
cake.
It after the pasta and the meatballs. You're a good guy, Paulie, okay? All right. That's fantastic.
Yes, Paulie!
I was telling the guys about my aching back, and it only really hurts when I get off the fish kadoos. All right? Take care.
All right, Paulie.
Take care.
That's great.
Yes.
Love it. Love that.
Oh, wow. We are up on a break here. We will come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. This is Nameberry reminding you to send in your mail for the mailbag that Rob reads on the Mike O'Mara Show. All you have to do is include it. Send it to Rob with 2 B's at MichaelO'MaraShow.com, and then maybe we'll read your message on the radio podcast.
What about the address, Nameberry?
Shut up, Rob.
Thank you, Rob. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Wonderbly. Kids like books, but kids adore books that are all about them. That's why the books from Wonderbly are so amazing. What's great about my son, Michael, with his Wonderbly books, and he's got two of them. He's got My Golden Ticket. That's a book for kids 5 to 12. And he's got the Lost My Name book. He circles back to these books frequently because he loves them so much. And that's when you really, really know that a kid really loves a book. Wonderbly has one-of-a-kind personalized products that you design and you make in minutes. Not just a gift, but a personal, one-of-a-kind creation. And in the O'Mara household, we've got two of them. They're beautiful. They're perfect for Christmas, baby showers, birthdays, or just because. Beautiful books, beautiful illustrations, truly a keepsake. I've made these books myself, and it's easy and fun, and the results are astounding. Check out the entire range of personalized books, great for all ages, at Wonderbly.com. They're really wonderful books, and My Christmas Snowflake is the latest one I'm going to add to my collection. That's for kids 2 to 8. It's a charmingly personalized holiday story the whole family will adore and read every Christmas. It's personalized to include the whole family, up to 9 names. Go to wonderbly.com. That's wonderbly.com, and enter your little one's name for a full free preview of their story. Enter code TMOS at checkout to get 15% off your order. Visit wonderbly.com and do it today, ladies and gentlemen.
News.
News. Forget about it.
Sarah Palin's oldest son allegedly broke into his parents' house and beat his dad bloody until cops showed up and busted him. That's according to TMZ. According to an affidavit by the arresting officer, Sarah called police in Wasilla, Alaska Saturday, saying her son Track was freaking out. And,
how you spell Track?
T-R-A-C-K, Track.
That's his name.
Track Palin.
Track Palin.
Said he was freaking out. He was on some meds. As cops were responding, they got an update that Track had broken through a window at the Palin house and was assaulting his father, Todd. Upon arriving, cops say they found Todd fleeing in a vehicle and bleeding from the face, with Track still inside the house. While trying to subdue him, the officer says Track called the cops peasants and told them to drop their guns. Eventually, they arrested him and got the full story. According to Todd, he and Track got into a heated argument earlier in the night about picking up his son's truck. Todd told Track not to come since he'd been drinking and was on pain meds, but Track came anyway. Todd told the cops that he had armed himself with a pistol and was prepared to protect his family. That's when Track busted through the window, disarmed his dad, and started pounding his head. That's before Todd was able to escape. Track was arrested on 3 separate charges, so... Happy Palin.
Bad enough to be called a peasant, but when you're called a peasant by someone named Track, that stings.
Yeah, yeah. She's had some problems with her kids. Rob Lowe showed his appreciation for the California firefighters fighting the wildfires by hosting some of them at his house for dinner over the weekend. I was watching all the video and the pictures of this. The West Wing alum shared a photo of all of them gathered in his kitchen, sharing spaghetti, cheeseburgers, and other delicious foods. Dinner for new friends at our house. So he brought them all into this big mansion, and he fed them all. The Cal Fire crews have been trying to extinguish the ongoing Thomas Fire. That's the one down in SoCal. Well, Santa Barbara region, right? I think that's where that is. That continues to threaten more homes. In another photo, Lowe grabbed a hose to help out some firefighters battle the flames, helping earlier today, he wrote. So good for Rob Lowe. That's a nice story that he was doing.
He tends to look like a good guy. I think he's pretty cool. A
lot of celebs' houses under threat from that big fire. Diddy just got a huge endorsement from one of the most powerful men in the NFL.
New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft.
He says he's a huge fan of the rap mogul. It's high praise, and the timing couldn't be better. Diddy, if you remember, has publicly declared his intention to become the next owner of the Carolina Panthers. He wants to be an NFL owner. So when we saw Kraft in, they saw Kraft in Beverly Hills with his girlfriend, who appears to be like 12. She was with him, and he said, "I'm a big fan of Diddy." That's according to TMZ Sports. He's a good businessman, very good businessman, and I have a lot of respect for Diddy, according to Kraft. That's what he said about it.
The young lady,
I don't know if he's
going to
get the team or not. I don't know what's going
to
happen.
She's very attracted to older men that wear blue shirts that have white collars. That's her thing.
He's king of the blue shirt with the white
collar. He loves it.
He loves that look. Lockers aren't just for school-age kids to stow their books anymore. Increasingly across the United States, companies like Sacramento, California-based Luxor One, they are setting up locker systems in luxury apartment complexes, office buildings, and retail operations. They're doing this with the incredible epidemic proportions of the theft that people get when they put packages on their doorsteps.
Wow.
People's packages. Nearly 1 in 5 U.S. homeowners has been a victim of package theft in the last year. This is an epidemic, and it's very, very, very scary. Black Friday packages delivered. In 2016, the average homeowner had 9 packages delivered from Black Friday to New Year's, and with that number set to grow this year, more consumers are ringing up purchases online and getting deliveries to their home. Most delivery services are expecting to handle record numbers of parcels this year, and Adobe Analytics is calling for the first $100 billion shopping season online.
Wow.
And they're setting up lockers in apartments because a lot of theft happens at these apartment complexes.
That's fantastic. And
beware.
So much better than when, you know what, a lot of times they'll take it back and leave the Post-it on your door, and that never works out.
And
I trust someone to bring me a piece of mail that's wrong.
Right.
But I don't know if they're going to bring me back my iPhone.
Yeah.
Probably. You know? Probably. Like, they'll see the Apple packaging. Oh, look what I got. Lucky me. Before I read this story, let me just give the sound for it. Here we go. For a limited time only, Dunkin' Donuts will be serving up a sweet salute to jolly old Saint Nick with the introduction of the new Santa Donut. At select U.S. locations. Ooh, only select. Hope it's in my neighborhood. The new Jolly Donut features red icing, finished with a chocolate icing belt, topped with a powdered Munchkins donut hole treat. The Santa Donut will be available through the end of December. Oh, I wish they could keep it year-round.
Yeah, that'd be good. I'll go get one right after I visit the clinic.
Dunkin' Donuts 2017 Holiday Treats menu also includes the new Frosted Sugar Cookie Donut, new Gingerbread Cookie Donut, new Snowflake Sprinkle Donut, and Snowflake Sprinkle Munchkins Donut Hole Treats. What's happened?
You left
really?
Them,
what is happening?
You left out one of their December favorites.
What's that?
The Functional Illiterate Cruller.
Oh, my God. I mean, really. Honest to God, we're just going back to the womb. And now, a little something-something. A marijuana advocacy group in Boston rolled up a 106-foot-long joint after learning there is no official record for the world's longest marijuana cigarette. Beantown Greentown unveiled the joint, which surpassed the group's own goal of 100 feet. On Saturday at the Harvest Cup exhibition at the DCU Center in Worcester. Hey, where you from? Worcester. That's where my grandmother was born. The group said the gargantuan marijuana cigarette was created using the group's own pot and was formed with the help of 40 volunteers. Andrew Mutty, co-owner of Beantown Greentown, said the idea came from the lack of an official record for the world's longest joint. And the good news, the event was covered live on the Realm Network. We'll take a break, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll be back with more fun in the audio vault. Rob Spiewak, right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
There's no place like home.
Hey there. It's your guest elf announcer here to tell you about this week's Omericast. It's a Jim Dandy of a show because Marcus Sirtis' guest is none other than the Jolly One himself, Santa! The big guy shares some stories with Marcus, including one about a young boy named Mike O'Meara.
I remember when he was a little kid giving me his list at Christmas, and he would do it in a different voice every year. He's a very, very funny child.
Be like Santa and join us for the fun and be a guest. Look us up on Facebook on the Omericast fan page or on Twitter at Omericast. Download Omericast today on the TMOS app, on iTunes, or at MikeOmeraShow.com.
Okie doke. All right. Knock your socks off. Okay. Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. You already know that the TMOS show is the most fun we have all week. No commercials, no restrictions, no censorship. You also already know that the TMOS bonus show makes the other five shows of the week possible. But did you know that when you buy or renew your bonus show subscription this year? You will automatically be entered to win one of five $200 gift cards. How great is that? Oh. Holiday laughs from the bonus show and $200 to buy a few gifts. That is truly making the season bright. So make sure you're all set with your subscription and then maybe buy one for a friend. Trust me, the bonus show is much more than fun to listen to. Trust me, the bonus show. Buy the bonus show.
Please
buy
do.
It.
Yeah.
Gift
words,
it.
Words.
Do it. Today.
Anyway, thank you very much. Let's open up the audio vault. Take it away, writer.
Copywriter.
It's funny. I feel so sorry for one of my favorite artists.
Just I'm just getting the feeling back in my lips.
One of my favorite artists, Darlene Love.
Get this man some chapstick stat.
Who had a great, great running gig on Letterman doing her signature song, Christmas, Baby Please Come Home. every year on the Letterman show. It got bigger, it got grander. There was strings, there was horns. She sang it amazingly, and Paul would produce it. Mm-hmm. It was such a big deal. It was the last musical number on the Letterman show every calendar year. Yep. Well, I thought last year she lowered herself when she did it on The View, but last night she really let me down, and I really feel sorry for her. She did it on Fallon with Anna Kendrick and The Roots with Classroom Instruments. And when you take one of the greatest Christmas songs of all time and lower yourself to this, I watched this hurt my feelings. And of course, Jimmy Fallon's right up front, so you can see him. He's really cute. He has like a, you know, a tambourine and a drum.
I think it is emblematic of exactly what we get.
Yeah,
that to me is Letterman to Fallon.
Yep, you know what?
Exactly what it is.
Perfect.
And you know why the executives love it at NBC? Because it's cheap.
Oh, it's very cheap.
It's easy to produce.
When you look,
it sounds horrible.
I invite all of
you. I agree with you.
Turn it off. I invite anyone to go to YouTube and look at any performance of the last 20 years that Darlene Love did on Letterman, where they have a set and they have strings.
They have a set and they're all dressed up.
There's got to be someone on their team that says enough. Like this isn't like enough. This is not. Like we've
well, she doesn't want the party to end, and you know, and you can't blame her. I mean, just because Letterman decides to retire doesn't mean her career is over. But it's a shame that nobody picked up the mantle. And
I know
what's going on. Everything all right?
Everything's fine.
It is. The only thing I take from it is that her voice.
Just getting that. Just trying to say what's going on. Does anyone want to clue me in?
Yeah, Mike, a very very special guest has come by.
Jesus. He was clearing a graphic that the pop-up.
Yeah, we got a pop-up on your screen is all. Okay. But anyway, at least she still sounds good. Darlene Love, I'm really sorry that you had to do that. On Watch What Happens Live this week, Anderson Cooper was on with Andy Cohen, and they played a great game where a question would be asked, and then they would go 1, 2, 3, and answer it at the same time and try to match up to see how well they knew each other. And there was a lot of excitement on the set.
Let's go. Okay, Kim, first question.
Ready? Does Andy wear boxers or briefs?
1, 2, 3.
Boxers.
Briefs. Okay, it's briefs.
Oh, this is interesting. If Andy were to role play in the bedroom, what would he dress as?
1, 2, 3. Cop.
Snoopy?
I've always wondered if you guys have dated.
No. We have not.
No. Never.
No. That would be
weird. Yeah. That would be weird? Okay.
Very uncomfortable.
Who has the higher freak number in bed, Andy or Anderson?
1, 2, 3. Anderson. Oh! Thanks for playing.
So he's got the higher freak number.
Here it is. Okay. This is, I think, on CNN's part, this is a truly, truly wonderful move. There is a chemistry between these two very, very outspoken gay men. I don't remember a lot of mainstream television where you've got two hosts that are, you know, are very, very not only proponents of gay rights, but very out about their own sexuality. So I think that is groundbreaking.
What about Hundley and Brinkley?
Okay. And I like, thank you. I really think that it's very cool. But what's come out of this is there's just a dynamic between those two that I am actually really looking forward to watching them on New Year's Eve. I think they're going to hit it out of the park. No, you know, sorry, Kathy Griffin, and the way you've kind of handled your tragic career move.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be good. I think they do a promo where Andy Cohen is on the set with Anderson Cooper, and it's just a little more subtle. Kathy Griffin tried so hard and made me so uncomfortable. These two are television veterans, and I think it's going to work. I really think it's going to work. There's a chemistry between those two guys that I find absolutely wonderful, and I'm looking forward to watching
it. Let me ask you a question, though. Even though Kathy Griffin was abrasive and she obviously tried too hard, she worked well with Anderson Cooper. Do you think the common thread
is
that?
I totally disagree with that.
Really?
I think that he giggled uncomfortably.
It was awkward.
She was
forced
over the
top. Forced upon
just
us.
It was very uncomfortable. I just felt as though, you know, she was manically babbling the whole time, and he did this thing. I think they're going to have more of a give and take. And I don't know. I look forward to seeing it.
I like Anderson Cooper. I think it's funny. But I do like when he giggles. It's adorable. This was a press conference. I'm sorry, an autograph
signing.
Somebody
isolate that clip, too.
Oh, yeah.
At Lambeau Field, this young girl, she looked like she was maybe 3. And she got to meet Aaron Rodgers. And she was offered a microphone.
Hey, Rodgers!
to ask something.
Discount double check.
If she wanted to ask a question of Aaron Rodgers, this was trending on YouTube yesterday. This is what she did.
Single bell, single on the way. Open Friday to watch the women watch and say, hey, single bell, on the way.
Yay! And immediately after that, the Packers hired her to run the defense.
Yay!
Let us finish with this. We all have dogs. Dogs sometimes have funny personalities. Dogs can be needy. Carrie sent me this. This is a grumpy basset hound that just wants attention. He walks right up to the phone, and thank God the owners don't say anything. This is just a basset hound talking to an iPhone.
Wow. That's a great sound.
Pet that damn dog.
That's awesome.
Your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag, which we're doing on Thursday, can be sent to Rob with 2 B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.